We do have a lot to get to, and we're going to get to all of it. But first, we need to talk about this email that we got from Jennifer Bossuat. Bossuat?
It's a great name.
It's B-O-S-S-U-O-T. Bossuat.
Bossuat. It's a great name.
I know. I kind of like it. If I'm saying it right, which I'm probably not.
We're probably butchering it.
Anyway, she said, my daughter just started her first year of college in upstate New York, and she has a joke. She says, how do you say your mom and her friends listen to Chicks on the Right without saying they listen to Chicks on the Right? And then the answer is, you get all the MyPillow items for graduation gifts. She said, I received the pillows, the sheets, the towels, the mattress topper, slippers, bath towels, bathrobe.
I love this so much. We need to make that trend. How do you say you listen to Chicks on the Right without you know what I mean?
And then be like, I'll go first, because that's how they do on the TikTok.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah. It's like a whole new trend.
That's how the kids do it, and then they do a dance.
Right. Even better, we should come up with a MyPillow dance. There needs to be like an official MyPillow dance.
With pillows? Got my pillow right here, like with pillows. See, look.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of, look at how comfortable that looks, you guys. How have you not gotten one yet?
I want to get back on it. Like, you're not. I'm just going to keep it right here as we talk.
It looks like you got some Giza Dream Sheets on it, too.
I do.
I know, because I have that same color.
On my shitty little futon.
Look at how, show how soft it looks. Like, show how soft and luxurious. And it kind of looks like, it looks like a muted satin. And that's kind of what it feels like. It's not slimy. It's just soft and luxurious. And right now it is buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheet.
People are like, Daisy's making out with the Giza Sheet.
It's buy one, get one, you guys.
Get them.
All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and use our code, which is
Chicks.
So do it today. Get yourself discounts on all the things. All right. So first things first, let's address, if we could, the allegation by a conservative website called American Greatness that Kristi Noem is having an affair with Corey Lewandowski. I'm sorry,
I mean,
but no.
Listen, the first, the only thing I think I'll say, and then we can move on, is have you seen her husband?
It's a hot couple, you guys.
Yeah.
We already said before we went on the air that we would watch. You know I'm going to say all the things.
You need to stop saying the things. God.
I mean, it's a beautiful couple.
Right. He is beautiful. They are beautiful.
And they've been married almost 30 years.
Right.
And I'm just saying, if she was going to have an affair with somebody, I feel like it would be somebody else.
It would be with Chris Hemsworth.
Right.
Hello.
Now, she has responded to the allegations in a tweet in which she writes, quote, these rumors are total garbage and a disgusting lie. These old, tired attacks on conservative women are based on a falsehood that we can't achieve anything without a man's help. I love Brian. I'm proud of the God-fearing family we've raised together. Now I'm getting back to work.
Get back to work, everybody.
That's what she said. And by the way, Corey Lewandowski now facing a whole slew of new allegations that he made unwanted sexual advances towards some woman at a Las Vegas charity event. Her name is Trashelle. Who does that to a child?
Oh my God.
Trashelle?
I mean, you're just destined, you know? Like,
what in the world?
No, you change that. You change that. I mean, like, as soon as you can, you change it to Jennifer. You know? You just.
I mean, or just, you know, literally anything else.
You change it. You change. Like, I need to be Brenda immediately.
I mean, Karen, you what? Pick any name.
Anything else.
Anything else. Trachel?
What in the... what on God's green earth are you even saying?
It's even spelled like that. Like, trash, E-L-L-E. It's not even, like, with a C-H. It's literal trash with an L.
Wow. God.
Anyway, she's the wife of an Idaho construction executive, and she is saying that Corey Lewandowski repeatedly touched her on the leg, on her butt, spoke to her in sexually graphic terms. He stalked her throughout the evening. So there's this whole hullabaloo. And now Trump has said, hey, Corey is no longer involved with our organization, FYI. So he's like immediately disavowing basically all of Corey's behavior. And Kristi Noem is like, no, this is a big flat out lie. And I don't know what happened. I don't know where, because that conservative website was like, multiple sources have confirmed that this affair has been ongoing for the past several months. So I don't know.
God.
That's happened.
Okay. All right.
You guys, Republicans won their baseball game. It took me forever to find that information.
Yeah, but I did. Because everybody's talking about the home run. Nobody really cares about the win or the loss. But they haven't won in like, what, like 10, 11 years? Something like that?
They don't do very good at winning. And so I feel like it's extra special good that the Republicans won their baseball game. Good for them. Good, good, good.
Yay. And then Joe Biden. Sorry, Joe Biden got booed last night.
I couldn't find the booing video, but you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it and I heard it. I heard it in the car last night. I saw it. He got booed.
Really?
Yeah, he got booed.
Like, overwhelmingly?
Like, I like how you're like, really? Yeah. I feel like it was overwhelming boos. I mean, it's...
Really?
Yeah, when you can hear boos in a crowd, it's there. That's overwhelming boos.
Yeah, I mean, if you can hear definitely more booing than yaying, then yeah.
Right. And then Nancy Pelosi was there. Nancy Pelosi to a baseball game. Listen, I know these people are politicians, but they're so weird. All right?
And out of place.
She showed. Yeah, it's like seeing your teacher when you were a kid at the mall. You know, it's like she shows up in this like a pantsuit, like a
it was like a terracotta pantsuit.
Yeah, like a blazer and like her slacks
and a scarf.
And I'm like, can you not put on like a t-shirt and jeans like a normal fridge? I mean, we know you have a $24,000 fridge. Do you have to rub it in at the baseball game? Weirdo. Like, these people are so not normal.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, speaking of not normal and Nancy Pelosi, I have this I have this like really quick video clip where she's talking about like all the hullabaloo that's happening around the infrastructure bill. And she's trying, as they all are, Democrats right now think it's a winning strategy to try to tell the American people that it costs $0.
Okay, all right.
$3.5 trillion bill costs $0.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so Nancy's going with that theme. Watch what she does with her alien hand claws about making the zero sign. Because I have been reliably informed that this is a symbol of white supremacy. Is it not?
This is.
I've heard this.
That's what they told us for years. Yeah. We've been told we can't do that because that's not okay anymore. A-OK. Now it's white power. Yeah, it's like right. Yeah,
right. So she if you're gonna make a zero, like if you want to show a zero to somebody,
do that.
Right, right.
This is zero.
This is zero. Everybody zero. Knows this.
Zero.
This is zero. So just watch her crazy, like, alien hands. Okay, are you ready?
Giving people an update as to where we are. The president is negotiating, as is well known. I keep reading it in the Daily Metropolitan Journal about that, and it is what is happening. And we're hoping that we can come to a place. It's not about a dollar amount. The dollar amount, as the president said, is zero.
Zero. The dollar amount. Is zero.
Who does this to make a zero? Who does that?
Nancy Pelosi does. Well, she's a white supremacist. She must be a white supremacist.
I mean,
this zero thing, I just have a number to give you. I looked this up this morning. I think, I'm sorry, I'm coughing. I must have COVID.
You sound like you have COVID.
I must have COVID. So in 2020, they brought in, okay, the federal government took from, they stole from us $3.42 trillion, because I believe taxation is theft. You know, sue me, whatever. Go ahead, because they're going to be looking at all my crap anyway soon. But then they spent $6.55 trillion. This is what they spent.
That doesn't work.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is why they need more of our money. It's because they don't know how to budget. They don't have a budget. This is what these people do. I'm just pointing this out because the economy is one of my big things. I get so irritated with these freaking jackwads because they don't know how to budget. And so they're like, we need more money. We're going to default. We're going to this, we're going to that. And they're screaming. But this is basic crap, you guys. They take it. They take money from us and they spend more than what they have. Stop doing that. This is not brain surgery.
But it costs $0. Oh. It costs zero.
It's $0.
It costs $0.
I can't.
What in the world?
My God.
I cannot.
Yes.
With her.
She's an alien. She's an alien.
And her hand, like, they're so choppy, like, always in your face.
She did this the whole time. I'm going to have a seizure. God, stop it.
And then they're weird on top of that, right? It's not so like weird. Just that she uses her hands a lot. It's that they're claw alien hands.
Right. They're so weird. And she's so old. It's like, it's like at this point, there's so much spackle there. It's like death becomes her.
Yeah, it really is death becomes
her. It's like everything has been stapled and spackled. And it's hard for me to even look at her without feeling so uncomfortable. I feel like something's going to fall off.
Also, have you noticed how big her boobs are? Sorry, but like it is so off-putting.
Not lately, Mom. No,
because I saw a video of her like in a kind of a form-fitting dress,
right?
And you know they're low; they hang kind of low now
because they're old women boobs. Yeah. they're like down there, right?
And they just they're big.
I'm surprised that Rob isn't like,
and don't tell him. Anyway, they're bigger than I expected.
Yeah, so she's got choppy hands and enormous boobs.
Yeah, and you would think that would kind of get in the way of the choppy handedness, but... Right.
This is the hard-hitting political commentary you're going to get on our show.
Right. Listen, we need to tell you about GenuCell skincare because it's amazing. And right now, they continue to have 50% off of all of their packages, you guys.
50.
Or more. Some of the packages are even more. And so all you have to do is go to our special link, lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/checks. And I understand that they may have some new products coming around the bend that we'll be talking about shortly. But if you haven't tried any of their products, think about doing a package where you just get like all the good stuff put together in one package for you. And there's a few different kinds that you can choose from. You can see those at lovegenucel.com/checks. Do that today. I know how mad you are at the budget or the lack of the budget and the economy. And so I want to show you someone. I just learned about her. I've never heard of Senator Lummis from Wyoming. I just learned about her. You need to learn about her, too, because you're going to love her. Senator Lummis decided to go after Janet Yellen, Secretary Yellen, about this ridiculous part of these Democrat bills that say that banks need to start reporting every single transaction in our personal accounts, right, that is $600 or more. Right. So anytime you buy a TV. That is more than $600.
Listen, there are people out there, it's not me, but there are people out there that have car payments that are $600 or more.
Yeah.
And so what are they going to do? Just monitor everybody's every single month? I mean, it's like, I thought about that the other day. I'm just like, how are they going to, they're going to have to hire some people, which they're going to for the IRS. They're already thinking about hiring all these people. But I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's just an invasion. Like they don't need to know our business, how we spend our money.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. And banks are furious, right? Because it means so much regulatory bullcrap for them. So banks are pushing back. Banks are obviously contacting their representatives and saying.
People will pull their money out of banks.
Yeah, of course they will. And then there's going to be a banking crisis. And then this is again why you need My Patriot Supply. That's a whole other topic, though. So anyway, let me share with you what this amazing senator, how she ripped into Secretary Yellen. I think I have it right at the right place. Let me make sure it's turned up. Okay, here we go.
Secretary Yellen, speaking of horrified, my constituents cannot believe that you support a proposal to require banks and credit unions to report customer data to the Internal Revenue Service for transactions of $600 or more. There are obvious privacy concerns for all Americans here, and this represents a dramatic new regulatory burden for community banks and credit unions in Wyoming and elsewhere. Our banks will have to hire contractors to rat on their customers, implement new computer software, deploy resources better used elsewhere in order to collect data for the government. Bank customers are not subjects of the federal government. Banks do not work for the IRS. This is invasive of privacy. Wyoming's people literally will find alternatives to traditional banks just to thwart IRS access to their personal information, not because they're trying to hide anything, but because they're not willing to share everything.
Right.
Okay, so that was the first part, and then I'll do the next one really quick because it's also really awesome. Actually, I think it just will keep going for about another 30 seconds. Okay, here we go.
My question is, are you aware of how unnecessary this regulatory burden is? Do you distrust the American people so much?
They do.
That you need to know when they bought a couch?
Right, they do.
I am astounded by what you're supporting and proposing. I think it's invasive. I think privacy for individuals is getting ignored. And I think treating the American people like they are subjects to the government is unconscionable.
Yeah, well.
Boom.
Well, it's called socialism. And we're... Huh? It's called socialism. We're totally careening off the cliff. And people aren't paying attention to this crap. They're not paying attention.
No, they're not.
They just don't. They don't care. They're too busy looking at the shiny objects and watching like these dumbass like late night hosts who are dressing up in vaccine costumes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, I saw it. I put it on our Instagram page and I'm like, I cannot believe that this is real. Like this
is the Colbert thing.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot believe that this is actually happening in our world. Like this is like they're doing and they think this is funny. Like you think that that and you think that's going to get people to go get vaccinated. Y'all are crazy. You have literally gone mental.
Kira, thank you. She says, did you see the part of the bill that fines businesses $700,000 each per unvaccinated employee? So if employers with more than 100 people don't mandate that their employees get vaccinated, they could face fines of up to $700,000 per incident. It's insane. That's also snuck into this bill that they're trying to pass.
Unbelievable. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And Jesse, thank you. That's right. They also want to tax us for our mileage. So when you hear them say that they're not going to tax people that make under $400,000, if they're going to tax people by the mile, it impacts most heavily people in rural areas who have to drive the farthest and typically have, they're not people who typically are the rich and wealthy who have drivers and limos and jets. You know what I mean? They're how do they get away with trying to say that it's not a tax?
Well, this is, it always affects people of the lower and middle class. They always do. Democrats always claim to be the we're working for the lower and middle class. You are full of crap. They've always been full of crap. It's just like saying that they're for African Americans. They're not. It's like, I can't believe people haven't woken up already. And I looked at these people and said, what the hell have you done for me?
Yeah.
For the past however many years. I mean, they've not done anything for lower and middle class people. They've not done anything for Black people. They've not done anything for Hispanics. So, I mean, it's like, what? You think by now they'd be looking at the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and saying, you know what? You have a $24,000 fridge. I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
So what? I don't.
And looking at all the members of Congress getting rich,
right,
in public service. How does that work?
Yeah. And they and the numbers I just gave you, when you take our money and you take $3.4 trillion and then you spend $6.5 billion, that's not okay. You're telling me I have to budget. You're going to look at my bank account if I spend over $600 and y'all can't take our money and budget it wisely. You spend double. I can't do that in my household. I can't, because you know what happens? We go broke. We know,
well, you could print a $1 trillion coin. That's their other brilliant idea.
Oh, I guess I could probably do that. I could just go
make mint one of those.
Just print it off my printer, my home printer. I mean, this is the thing. There's no accountability. People just think, oh yeah, they've got it under control. Democrats think that, oh, they're benevolent. No, they're not. They don't give a crap about you. They give a crap about getting rich and keeping their jobs. That's what they give a crap about. It's they're the elite. Remember that.
Yeah, absolutely right. You guys, Britney Spears is sort of more free. So the whole Free Britney thing, it's in motion. Her dad's conservatorship was suspended yesterday. It's not totally done yet, but it is suspended. And in place of her dad, there's like some like CPA guy that doesn't know anything about anything, but who has been put as temporary conservator just to get through this process, which they expect will just end the conservatorship once and for all in the next couple months. But like, her dad has been suspended.
Good.
So yeah,
she's good.
Like, career. She's very excited. She apparently burst into tears when she heard, and then immediately took a flying lesson.
Oh, did she do that naked and took a picture?
I think she remained clothed for the lesson.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, that was bad probably for her instructor, but it's good.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you, and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16, and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. So Saki yesterday in her presser had to answer a question about Biden's like plummeting poll numbers. And the way that she showed, this is the new spin. I died laughing. The reason that his poll numbers are bad is not because of him, but because people are sick of COVID.
Oh.
It's got nothing to do with him personally.
I have
no idea.
Wow, that is a reach. I mean, like, that is, okay. Like, that's, I give her, like, props for creativity.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good to, because that she pulled that one right out of her keister. We're sick of COVID, so therefore we don't like him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they like him. She maintains that they like him.
Oh.
They're just so sick of COVID that like it's reflecting in the poll numbers because people don't know how to apparently answer questions.
Oh my God, we're so stupid, Psaki. Okay, Psaki. All right.
It's like you asking me, "Hey, are you having a good day?" And me thinking to myself, "I'm sick of COVID, so I'm going to say no."
Right. Bless your heart. Bless your little heart. I mean, I just wish we understood how to answer questions like people in Washington. They're so smart. They're so very smart. If they're so smart that they know how to take in a dollar and spend two.
Also, it terrifies me, and I'm sure you feel the same, that our entire country's future and economy is in the balance, just hanging on whether or not Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin hold their ground. That's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
And I also don't feel like they're going to hold their ground.
You don't?
I feel pretty good about Manchin. However, Kyrsten Sinema is a very odd, weird person. And I feel like because neither of them will give a number, neither of them are actually saying if it would come down to 2 trillion, then I would be down. Neither of them are giving a number, which to me almost sounds like they're so open to negotiating that somebody is going to, there's going to be some negotiation and they are going to sign off on most of this monstrosity. That's my fear. I'm hoping that that's not the case, but I do worry. Joe Manchin is a very sensible Democrat as far as Democrats go. Kirsten Sinema, she's in a whole world of her own. And there's things I like about her. Like, did you hear how she responded to the NBC reporter yesterday? An NBC reporter said, like, he caught her at the Capitol, and I have the quote. So he said, this is Frank Thorpe. He said, "What do you say to progressives who are frustrated that they don't know where you are?" And she goes, "I'm in the Senate." And it gets better. Then he said, "Well, there are progressives in the Senate that are also frustrated that they don't know where you are either." And she goes, "I'm clearly right in front of this elevator."
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, there are days where I'm like, we could be friends with her, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like,
she has that snarky kind of thing going on.
She's out there.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know, Monk. I don't know. When you say it's a monstrosity, it is a monstrosity. This is like country changing.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, is that they just cut it in half monetarily wise, but they keep a lot of the bull crap.
Right.
I think that they're going to sign on. And then we're, you know.
I know we are, but that, I don't know. I mean, I hope she understands the gravity of it. I mean, I feel like they do, don't they?
I definitely think Manchin does. Like, he released a big statement last night that was very sensible. In fact, it was so sensible that I was like, it's so sad that he's literally the only Democrat who thinks this way, that it's fiscal insanity.
Right.
But, I feel like he'll hold fairly firm, but I feel like they both have a number that they're thinking about, and for whatever reason, they won't share it. But they have a number that if they could just get them to it, then they would sign on. And I just don't know what that number is. I don't know. We'll see.
It's just so much. It's more far reaching, though, than just a number. It changes the way that we do things in this country. And so I hope that she has that as her stepping stone, you know, like she is her, that hope that grounds her a little bit.
And I hope so, too.
This is going to change literally the landscape of the country. And the way that we do things, the way that we are, the fabric of who we are. I mean, I'm not even trying to be dramatic. It really will change who we are. And so she needs to think about that, because Democrats are not thinking about that. They don't care. They want that. Mm-hmm. They want us to be socialist. And that is why I said what I said the other day. You know, I said we need to split in two, because those people want to fundamentally transform us. If she either wants to do that or she doesn't. So pick a lane, sweetheart, you know, because that's the way I look at it. It's like, if you're on board with this garbage, then we're, like you said, we're going to be F.
Yeah.
And I don't think people that are just not connected to this stuff, I don't think they understand the ramifications of this crap. It's going to be bad. Guys, bring it in.
Bring it all the way in. God.
So tired this morning. You woke me up so early. It made me do things so early. Everybody's
stretching. We'll be back to our normal schedule tomorrow, I promise.
All right. We'll go punch Rob in the face.
We'll do.
Okay. What's that for? Oh, she's hot. Yeah. Because he's a perp. All right. You guys have a great, great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Joe Biden abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, and now his decisions are spawning a genocide there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain how the Biden administration is constantly lying to us and rolling over for the Taliban. I'll also bring on a good friend of mine to discuss how the terrorists that our government is expecting to behave are slaughtering the people of Panjshir. You won't hear this anywhere else. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.